New data shows consistent polar ice levels for 20 years. Great news for everyone except the climate alarmists. Democrats in Colorado push new immigration laws to help illegals avoid deportation. And Republicans try to end shady lawmaker stock trading with the Pelosi Act. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man, he got himself in trouble here. He broke in to Escambia County. He broke in to his ex-girlfriend's home through a doggy door. This is why we'll not have doggy doors. 26-year-old, how do you say his name? Kalen, C-A-E. You have too many vowels in your name, sir. Anyway, some dude. He broke into the home. Deputies were called for the report of a burglary. And then he climbed into his ex's bed. And they struggled. She hit him in the nose with her elbow. And then he left the same way he had come in, through the large dog door. He's been charged with burglary or assault, with assault or battery. And I told Kane on break, I said, this is why I don't have a dog door. But if I did, maybe I would want like some AI facial recognition, and I would have like two robotic arms that would automatically descend, maybe with like, I don't know, MP5s or something, and you know, fully pointed at the dog door. So if it's not my dog, both of them.
How would it happen?
Like a snare. Since, you know, I'm not going to beg the government for NFA stuff. So yeah, it'd be like that. I'd have enough to where it would just be like that.
Also, if you're fitting through a doggy door, you're a small dude.
They said it was a large dog. Door. Well, I don't know what that still means, what the measurements on that are. You know, I'm not like Bob the Builder, but you know, but yeah, that's why I haven't wanted, because criminals aren't necessarily, Kane, the healthiest or the smartest people.
That's true.
Yeah, that's, I know. True. So let's see here. Okay, this blew my mind. I had a family member that took me to Disney World or Disneyland one time. Never been. I think I was at Disney World once for a work thing. But this Florida man, he says this is the average cost. When he took his family, Florida man says that it was $1,400 for one day at Walt Disney World.
Oh, man.
What? I'm sorry, what? So let's break this down. Yeah, he said that it was like $1,400. Parking was $30. Tickets for his family to get into Hollywood Studios, and it's like a family of four, $974. Five tickets and parking, immediately, that's $1,000. And they even got the Florida resident discount, and they have one child under 10. Everything else, quick service meals in Disney Springs, any kind of snack or drink, water and ice cream was $30. He had a pretzel and a beer that was $20. They said it was over $44 for quick service pizza and a drink. They said that Star Wars Coke was like $7. I mean, just insane. And one of their restaurants for their dinner was like almost $300, ending at just like just under $1,400. And they said that they didn't even stay at one of the resort hotels. I love nothing that much to pay that kind of money, right? No way.
Freaking mortgage payment.
I mean, I don't know. And now, remember how Disney was like, oh, Florida, don't say gay? Well, they're building a resort in Abu Dhabi where you definitely can't say gay. Are they going to have like a ride featuring, you know, we're going to throw the gays to death because they're gay? I mean, I'm just curious how they're... So $1,400. My jaw hit the floor. There is no way I would pay that. I could be a patrillionaire and I will not pay that. That is insane. I've got to take a stand somewhere. That's crazy. So, where to start with this one? Well, we're almost out of time. I'll have to tell you about the Walmart worst robbery technique ever tomorrow. GoldCo is making it easy to take that first step toward protecting your savings. Just fill out a quick form, no commitment, just free information. And then they'll ship you your free 2025 gold and silver kit straight to your door. No shipping fees, no strings, just a free info kit to help you understand how gold and silver can fit into your financial plan. I'm a big believer in doing your research, and this kit is a great place to start. So I'm really excited to be partnering with GoldCo, because not only do they support my show, which I truly appreciate, but they've made the whole process of buying precious metals super straightforward. Because if you're a fan of the show, GoldCo is also going to tell you how to qualify for unlimited free bonus silver on eligible orders. If you qualify, you can even get a free half-ounce silver Ronald Reagan coin, totally free. Don't wait. Take that first step towards protecting and diversifying your savings with GoldCo. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real. Subscribe to the Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
I'm going to tread into some very probably not commonly held opinions here. I don't want a woman as my church leader. The fastest way you're going to run me out of that pew is if you put a broad up on stage who I take Paul's words very, very seriously. I don't want to hear from a woman. I don't want to hear from a young preacher either. You better be old and have lived in order for me to be able to take you seriously or have something seriously happen in your life that your calling is evident to all before you. So I have a major problem with this woman calling herself a bishop. Your girl is old school. I am more old school than anybody else that you're going to come across on air. I don't want to see a female bishop. I don't believe in it. Just like I don't believe that Palestine is a real thing or a real ethnicity. Just like I don't believe in the term assault weapon. Just like I don't think that men can, you know, put some tape between their nether regions and stuff a bra and call themselves women. I don't believe in female bishops, female preachers, female pastors. I don't believe in any of that stuff because it's anti-biblical. If you have a problem with it, your problem is with God, not with me. And you can take it up with him and he can evaluate whether or not he thinks that's a logical stance for you to have. So this one woman, she was very upset. The reason I bring her up, Marion Edgar, is it, how do you say her last name? B-U-D-D-E, buddy?
I think so.
Beauty? Who knows? She's the Episcopal bishop and she had this big illegal immigration stance and, you know, she likes all the letters and all, you know, doesn't matter if you come in legally or not. And she's given some pretty, remember the speech that she gave where she was trying to slam the administration and everybody who voted for him, who were supportive of deporting people who were here illegally. And she was saying, oh, God teaches us that we're to be merciful to the stranger because, you know, mercy and the facilitation of criminality are the exact same thing, apparently. So she is upset because now these, refugees from South Africa are being allowed into the United States. And what happened to the mercy for the stranger, by the way?
Yeah.
So the Episcopalians, they ended a nearly four decades old relationship. This is Religion News, because they're very upset over the white Afrikaners. They said, in light of our church's steadfast commitment to racial justice, and this is where that Bishop Buddy is from, in light of our church's steadfast commitment to racial justice and reconciliation and our historic ties to the Anglican Church of Southern Africa, we're not able to take this step. That's what their presiding bishop said in the letter. And they are upset by this. They said that it is, and it's the Sean Rowe, presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church. They said that they are expected to resettle white Afrikaners from South Africa, whom the U.S. government classified as refugees. They don't believe that they're refugees, and they are against it. So they said that they're going to stop their Episcopal migration ministries because they are expected to take in white Afrikaners, people who are actual victims of literal genocidal persecution. And they're helping to whitewash the ANC's crimes, apparently. But what happened to the mercy for the immigrant, Kane? Oh, the mercy for the refugee. What happened to all of that?
I can play a little bit of what she was saying, if you want to hear that back in January when she was...
Oh, please do. Please do.
And the people. The people who pick our crops.
Oh, geez,
and clean our office buildings. Who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants. Who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they They may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals.
Oh, man.
They pay taxes.
Oh, except if you're a white neighbors. South Africaner.
Yep. That's different.
And unless you're that.
Yeah.
The Episcopal Church, you're a joke.
You're an absolute joke.
You're the reason why people hate organized religion. And it proves that even the devil can quote scripture. Get behind me, Satan.
And if you have the threat of being A, white, and B, potentially voting conservative, the left will not want you.
Of course. This is a problem. You know, do you want to know why people have been leaving the church in droves? Because of ungodly, heathenistic, attempted ministries like the one I'm talking about right here. We're going to put up some old white crone, and then she's going to sit here and try to lecture everyone and try to play a game of guilt over everyone. Oh, you have to accept every form of criminality that the Democrats endorse. Basically, she's trying to shroud her partisan political zealotry in religion. That's what they're doing right now. Oh, wait a minute. Now we have refugees that are white? What? And now it's a big issue for them, proving that it was never about the refugee. You know, they're no better than the Pharisees who roll around in ash and then parade around in public. Oh, look at me. I'm so penitent. Look at me. Oh, I've taken about poverty. Oh, make sure you glorify me and my theatrical performative actions and not God, whom it's supposed to actually honor. I mean, they literally go against everything that the Gospels talk about. But okay. All right. So this is one of the big reasons why a lot of people, by the way, have such a problem with organized religion. Now, you're supposed to, I don't mean for this to be a religious sermon, because again, I do not rise to the mantle of shepherd, and nor do I claim it, nor do I seek it. But my observation is that people see the double standard, and yet you are also simultaneously called to fellowship. You're supposed to be part of a body. I mean, my gosh, just read Paul's writings. I mean, the Gospels are quite clear. But it's very difficult when you have performative charlatans like what we're seeing here coming out of the Episcopal Church with these missives. Oh, no, we can't take part in this ministry anymore because now it's white South Africaners. What makes them less than? Why is it that they are not allowed, but you guys will fall all over and wash the feet of a woman beating, human trafficking, MS-13 gangbanger? Oh, because they play on skin color. If ever you wanted an actual example of racism, which is an immoral position, because that's never really something that's used divisively. In fact, you're extorted to move against that throughout the Bible. But if you want a real example of racism, then look at what these so-called shepherds are doing. Oh, no, we can't help them because of their skin color. Meanwhile, we're going to exalt you because of your skin color, things over which you cannot control. It's the modern day Klan. Pretty amazing, is it not? And they have the audacity to call themselves bishops and shepherds and drape themselves with vestments and pretend to offer the bread and the wine and pretend that they're reading from scripture when really they're just spitting poison. Maybe the part of the Bible that they missed was what happens to shepherds who mislead their flock and how they are yoked with a stone so heavy and thrown into the deepest part of the sea. Now, I know I shouldn't practice nor engage in the schadenfreude of such an action, but I dare say that I don't even know if that would convey the lesson that they need to learn, such as their evil. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Gen 3 Sub 2K. If you don't have it, you need it. Now, I'm going to have to get this one. This is one that I actually do not have. And it's 10 millimeter. I was like really wanted to run to the mic the first time I heard of this. I was like, oh, I want to go tell everybody. So it's the new third gen sub 2K. This is the rifle that folds like in half, right? Innovation with a twist, that rotating fore end. And you can, it deploys zeroed and ready to go. It folds up, optics and all. You don't have to take anything off. And it takes Glock mags. You have a standard 15 round Glock mag, which is awesome. Glock 20, I got a lot of capacity for whatever your shooting needs are. and folds down to just under 17 inches for easy storage and transport. Light and 5-pound trigger pull, internal buffer for softer recoil, integrated M-lock, rails up top for accessory attachments. This is ideal for legit everything. And Kel-Tec makes everything right here in the U.S. of A. You're talking about American labor, American parts, American manufacturing. We need more American companies like Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com, innovation, performance. Kel-Tec, it's the new Sub 2K Gen 3 10mm. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so we got Man Bites Dog. I mean, that's literally a headline. Police say naked man bit a dog and fought officers at a Kansas gas station. He's in custody because he resisted arrest. He attacked police officers and his own dog during a violent struggle at a Lawrence gas station on Wednesday. They responded to the disturbance at the Casey's General Store. How are you going to do the dog like that? He had brought a dog inside with him. When the officers arrived, he was totally, you know, in his birthday suit. They tased him twice. He continued to resist. He bit his dog's ear and neck and refused to release his grip. I would have beat him to death with my baton. I would have made it last. I wouldn't have made it go quick with a firearm. I would have beat him to within an inch of his life with my baton, and then I would have tased him to the point where he couldn't stop drooling. That's me. The dog suffered minor injuries, and clearly I value the dog's life more than this guy's, and was transported to Lawrence Humane Society for evaluation and care. Please, someone adopt that sweet pup. Let's see here. Moving on, we got... Oh, wow. I don't want to do half of Tesla owners say their cars have been damaged intentionally. Stephen Yates, our friend Stephen Yates, his car was keyed. He drives a Tesla, and he came out and said, well, I guess I get to join the keyed club, and his Tesla had been keyed. This is MSN. They say half, like it's like a point away, of Tesla owners say that their cars have been damaged on purpose. So because I'm a very confrontational person, when situation requires, Kane, I feel like I want to get a Tesla and just sit in it. And then if somebody tries to key my car, Katie bar the door, it's going to be like Darth Vader when he's like getting on that spaceship going after Leia. And it'll be like that.
Could be a fun way to kill time.
Killing time. Yes, that is correct, Kane. A Nebraska man is facing two felonies because he attacked. Oh, speaking of, you know, Vader, his neighbor and a 7-year-old with a lightsaber. Like, it's not a real one, right? It's because that's impossible.
I hope not.
They said it was a higher quality device. It was 3.5 feet made of metal and thick plastic. That's actually, I mean, don't do it. But I mean, that's, you know, a little bit better than a baseball bat, I guess. So I wanted to play this. I want to get moved so I can play this other stuff. I want to set this up. Imagine, if you would, you find out that your minor school-age daughter was forced by a school in Deerfield, Illinois, to change in front of a male student who pretended to be trans, and that teachers held her and other female students in the locker room after a gym class and made them do it. Listen to these parents. This is a middle school in Illinois, Deerfield's School District 109. This was on Thursday of last week. Listen to this.
Hello, my name is Nicole Georges, and I'm here to demand that the locker rooms and bathrooms at District 109 be designated as biological male and biological female, as there already is a gender-neutral option. The girls want their locker rooms and bathrooms back. They want their privacy back. This is why I'm here tonight. My 13-year-old daughter's well-being and mental health and privacy is at stake. This nightmare began on February 5th when my daughter was using the girls' bathroom and was stunned that a biological male student was using it as well. She came home frightened and was extremely upset. I asked her to talk with her teachers and find out more information. She was told by the administration that a student can use the bathroom as well as a female locker room because they now identify as female. I was sent an email to the teachers involved and received a call from Principal Wegley. He verbally reiterated that under Joanna Ford's direction and their legal counsel that the student could use both the locker room and bathroom. I expressed that the school was in clear violation of federal policy. The Trump administration issued an executive order restricting biological males from participating in sports and accessing female locker rooms. That day, I filed a civil rights complaint on behalf of my daughter with the Department of Justice. It has now been referred to the Department of Education. A federal complaint has been filed with the district to protect the students.
Unbelievable. So the girls did not want to have their privacy violated. They all together agreed they were going to refuse to undress in front of this male student. And then the principal, Kathy Van Treese, forced them into her office, questioned them, marched them to the locker room, and forced them to get undressed in front of the boy. Forced them. Now, Illinois passed laws protecting this. I think it's sexual abuse. I think that Kathy Van Treese, I read this and she sounds like a predator to me. This is sexual abuse, forcing the girls into a locker room. How is that not unlawful detainment? Which is kidnapping. How is that not an unlawful detainment charge? There need to be charges filed. And these teachers, every official who took part in this should be dragged out of that school by the hair on their head. This is what you go scorched earth over. Can you imagine if that was your child? I would have beat her ass myself. I would be in jail right now. I'm not just saying that as a joke. I literally would have beat her ass if that was my child. And I know a lot of you out there feel the same way. This absolute trash principal marching these young girls in there and making them strip in front of a student. Did she have a fetish for it or something? What kind of school official does that? That is sexual abuse. That is absolute textbook sexual abuse. Sickens me.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.